I think Lib.
Lib.
Yeah.
Oh, you just wanted me to say it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, something else I was going to ask you. Yeah, do they still call heroin, have you ever heard it called horse?
Uh-huh. Horse?
Yeah. What about somebody who has to have, say, heroin? You would call him what?
Addict.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No.
Junkie?
Junkie, yeah, right, sure.
Okay. And the person who sells the stuff?
Pusher, whatever.
Okay, now this would be the person on the streets selling it?
Not necessarily. Not. I couldn't say on the streets,
mm-hmm.
You know. But as a general term, that's what you think of.
Yeah, he would be generally available and
right.
Known
right.
As a source of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What about the man maybe behind the scenes that...
the big guy.
Yeah, coordinates all the activity mm-hmm. And supplies the pusher or whatever.
I'm trying to make a term for him?
Yeah. Any idea?
I guess just the big boss. I don't know.
Yeah. I was curious whether there was a difference between junkie and or pusher and dealer to you.
I think when you think of a dealer, you're thinking of somebody a little bit big.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And the pusher is the little guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. What about some slang term for money that you've heard?
Slang term for money? Green? bucks? I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
Can't think of anything in particular.
Is bread old hat nowadays?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't hear that too much.
Not too much, no.
Okay. Kind of short on bills, need some
yeah.
Coins,
right.
That kind of thing.
So need some bucks, whatever.
Yeah. Have you heard bills and coins?
Mm-hmm.
Could you say that for me?
Bills, coins.
All right. Is there a place here in Jackson, say, if somebody needed some ready cash, he might take his radio down there and hock it?
Pawn shop.
Yeah.
I really know of only one. I can't remember where that is. Somewhere in the downtown area.
Have you seen it before?
I think I have.
Do they still use that,
the three,
yeah,
whatever, lights or circles?
Spheres or something.
Or what it is.
Whatever. Yeah. Do you know any general names or slang names for wine?
For wine?
Yeah.
Not really, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Some people might say Ripple and mean just any kind of wine, or Thunderbird. Have you ever heard that?
Oh, yeah. Talking about cheap.
Yeah,
wine.
Cheap wine, that
mm-hmm.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, or nigger wine, or whatever. I'm not racist, but these
yeah.
Are, you know, these popped in my head.
Yeah,
you know.
Okay. Would you use Ripple that way? Or would that be a specific brand name?
Well, it is a specific brand name, but you still think of Ripple as, you know,
mm-hmm.
Any kind of cheap wine.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
T.J. Swan or whatever.
I hadn't heard of that one.
Oh, boy.
T.J. Swan.
Oh, formaldehyde, it's all in it.
Fine
but,
stuff, yeah.
Rot your gut.
Mm.
Well, rot good wine.
Rot good wine.
I didn't think of that.
Is that homemade or available?
Just cheap.
Just
any
cheap.
Kind of cheap wine.
Okay. We were talking about street people like drunks and winos, people like that. Is there a section of town where these kind of people, you expect to see people like that?
Yes and no. Jackson is just small enough to where that kind of thing is really not, you know, very open, and it's not a real big section, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
But around the railroad yard, which is just outside of downtown Jackson,
mm-hmm.
The west side of downtown Jackson,
mm-hmm.
You'd expect to find something like that.
Is there a section of town that has a reputation of being kind of rough?
Oh, sure. Ask anybody about Ferris Street or somewhere around there. It's a black area of town.
Yeah. You don't want to get caught
no.
Down there
after dark. No.